Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and this is the last day of April. I hope everybody's got their raincoats and umbrellas and boots to walk through the mud that we're going to have in May. I took 3 days to put this show together, and I was shaking last night because I connected so many dots. I just want to tell you that doing these shows that I've done every Sunday has made me believe in astrology, believe that everyone and everything is connected, believe that everything we do, every thought we do is, I want to say, written down. That's what my grandmother used to say. And it is so important. And I think I've linked a lot of it together. So hang on to your rain hats as we start. As we go into May, tomorrow, intensity is the word, because the full moon eclipse on Friday brings in events that will trigger your emotions. The moon is always about your deep emotions, so get ready. This is a huge month for us, massive energy, and astrologically, this solar eclipse will not only affect 2023, but Pluto will be squaring the point of the solar eclipse at 29 degrees at 29 degrees Aries 0 Taurus for the rest of this year and through 2024. We are entering a time of big transformational changes worldwide this week. Tomorrow, May 1st, we have Pluto turning stationary retrograde. Whenever an outer planet changes direction, it is like a huge ship turning around. Remember that ship that got caught in the Suez Canal? That's what I was thinking about. So the ship turns around, causing a huge wave of energy. This will be magnified, and it will magnify the symbol of the sign a few days before and after the actual event. We are going to feel the Pluto energy in a bigger way this next week. Pluto is a planet linked to power, and we will see big things, big power issues playing out in the world. The power of the Tucker Carlson episode, Americans escaping from the Sudan, DeSantis preparing to run for office, Robert Kennedy Jr.'s struggle against the big pharmacology. Much of this is shaping up already. And also, you may feel this shaping up in your own life, because you're also going to be facing some big power issues around you. Everyone is. That's where we are right now. Is somebody lauding power over you? Or are you doing that to somebody else? Or have you suddenly realized that you've been giving your power away? There is a need to change that now and to reclaim your power. Big issues around power will come up from late April all through the first half of May. If you have any planets 28 or 29 degrees of the cardinal signs, Capricorn, Cancer, Aries, and Libra, or within 3 degrees of the fixed signs, 1, 2, 3, Aquarius, Leo, Taurus, Scorpio, you will be feeling the intensity, because this is very powerful energy and is also tied into all these eclipses, the two now and the ones in October and November. For so much of the month of May, Jupiter is squaring Pluto. So whatever is happening with these power issues, Jupiter is going to expand them. Remember also that Mars is still out of bounds, but it comes back into a more balanced territory on the day of the lunar eclipse. For the first few days of May, anger can manifest more easily, because when the planet, which is Mars, is out of bounds, the negative side of that planet can manifest in a more extreme way, an out-of-control way. Be aware of that. And if someone has been angry with you, just take a step back. This energy is in Cancer, a water sign. So we may feel more impulsive, reactive, particularly if we feel that our family or our loved ones are being attacked in some way. We will have the tendency to lash out. Just take a breath, step back before you reply. It will give you more thinking time, and you could be really pleased that you did. Remember also that Cancer is a very emotional sign. Now, guys, it's not the final end of this, because on October 28th, we have another lunar eclipse in Taurus. But by that time, things are going to change. On July 16th, in fact, the nodal axis changes. It moves out of Taurus Scorpio into Aries and Libra, out of the fixed into the cardinal signs. And the cardinal signs always bring in heavy karma. So the lunar eclipse that we have in October 2023 will not be as strong as this one coming up on Friday, because so many planets are in Taurus right now, and that's bringing in the power. Let me see if I can explain. There are other reasons as to why this one is so powerful. The most important thing is that the sun in Taurus and the moon in Scorpio are exact. They're at 14.58 degrees, and they're not an inch over. They're exact. It's likely to get very dramatic at this time. Things are going to happen. Another reason is that the Sun in Taurus is closely conjunct Uranus, while the Moon is opposing Uranus. Uranus is in Taurus until 2026, but it's very much highlighted at this time with this lunar eclipse. It is right there in the center of things. This emotion will be about sudden shocks, revelations, truth that comes to the light. Uranus is the planet of awakening. It is also the planet of earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunami. We could see some seismic activity, more likely around this time. But it's more than likely going to be in the financial and political arena. We're going to have earthquakes in the financial and political arena. And the Moon opposing Uranus is all about the people. The people feeling rebellious or revolutionary. And this could be very dramatic on the world stage, like forcing everyone to change cash and accept the Fed coin. Jupiter is an out-of-sign square to Pluto. And Jupiter expands everything. It's aspecting. Jupiter will expand these issues of power. It will make them wider and greater than they really are. These issues around debts, deficits, defaults, taxes, the whole financial thing. Jupiter is also expanding the entire T-square. There is so much going on and so much information to give you. Really, there is. Thank goodness this is being recorded, because this podcast will be invaluable to you over the next few months. Jupiter is 3 degrees square to both the north and south nodes at 3 degrees Taurus and Scorpio, respectively. And Jupiter will expand that. And there lies the power. The big message is that this energy is about fundamental social and political reform and restructuring. Jupiter is expanding it all. Picture a rocket lifting off into space and see the separation explosion. Jupiter is the ignition point for this new wave of energy. An ignition point of the social and political fundamental changes that we're going to see in our world. In other words, when the explosion comes and the actual rocket lifts against the foundation, that's what I'm talking about. Because whatever this energy is going to lift away our foundation. Jupiter in Taurus is squaring Pluto in Aquarius, and Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. We have very strong Uranus theme here. Jupiter is also expanding freedom, truth, revolution, and rebellion. Look at what's happening in France right now. Not just in the cities, but right across the entire country. This has gone way beyond the rule of government. Policy about pension reforms is way beyond that. This echoes our past history. In 1789, the astrology was so similar, so close to what we're experiencing now. Jupiter is also the planet of justice. It conjoins Eros, which fights for equality, social inclusion, nobody being excluded. Thus, the energy is very much the truth teller. At this time, the truth must come out. No inequality, no injustice, no lies, no gains. the truth has to be revealed. There will be more developments around legal cases coming to light that may well find very interesting to watch. Jupiter will end up the ante, fighting for your beliefs, fighting for your freedom. Okay, we're going to come back and talk about Uranus and Jupiter and Pluto some more right after our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your star gazing report, week of May 1st through May 7th, 2023. On Monday, May 1st, Pluto begins its phase of retrograde, which will last until October 11th. It moves back into Capricorn on June 11th and will not re-enter Aquarius again until January of 2024. Now is the time to work through the issues it has brought up for you in recent weeks with its first brief visit to Aquarius. Globally, these issues include the severe upheavals in banking and finance and the many mass protests and strikes in some countries around the world. Pluto in Aquarius calls for redefining the relationships between individuals and the collective, along with the challenges of authoritarian power structures. The planet of death and rebirth will move backwards out of its temporary dip into idealistic Aquarius in June to finish the job it needs to while in the last degree of Capricorn. Think about what you are ready to complete and release since Pluto first moved into Capricorn in 2008. May 1st also represents the halfway point of Mercury retrograde. It's been retrograde from April 21st until May 14th, Mother's Day. This is an indicator that it's time to put energy into future projects, but do allow some wiggle room for changes that are inevitable after the messenger planet moves out of the retrograde shadow in early June. The work week is likely to be filled with confusion, anxiety, tension, and a lot of shifting energy. But it will improve dramatically by the weekend, just in time for the annual Kentucky Derby. Try to be a tower of strength through the week by staying detached from any of the drama. This will not be easy because Mercury is still retrograde. And there are also some clouds present from several disharmonious aspects with Neptune. On the 5th of May, we will experience an intense quality of energy from the Scorpio moon along with the lunar eclipse. It's about longing and the lust for life because Venus is in tension with Neptune and about courageous action and authentic authority when Jupiter and Pluto square towards the end of the month. So the energy is moving along and getting stronger. The Scorpio full moon and lunar eclipse on May 5th is in loose opposition to Uranus. Be prepared for a few choppy days and try to ride the waves rather than brace against them. Just take a lot of deep breaths. Some could feel that it's all or nothing now. Developments these days may bring some surprises, and some of them could be unexpectedly creative. Emotion beats out logic, making it easy to be manipulated by people who only have their own interests in mind. Luckily, Venus is making some loving aspects, so seek advice from people whom you know have your back. With Venus in enterprising Gemini, squaring dreamy Neptune in Pisces, the yearning for intensity and adventure is deep and powerful, and the lust for life could tempt some to embark on a new adventure. Be bold because a new love or project could now initiate a profound process of travel and change. The strongest low days this year are the end of June through the 4th of July weekend. On May 7th, Venus enters Cancer, bringing greater sensitivity and deeper emotions. With a conjunction of the Sun and Uranus in May, a great deal of restlessness and impatience comes to play, and one could feel a bit thin skin now. Shared love challenges, unconditional love, like the flowering buds, are bringing illusions that are bursting, particularly around love affairs, romance, and money. This is not bad, nor does it have to be a difficult planetary combination. Clarity is a good thing. This energy is also present at the lunar eclipse. At the same time, Venus makes a minor harmony to generous Jupiter. Take the high road in all types of relationships and be sure to communicate clearly since Mercury continues to be retrograde. Friday, May 5th brings that full moon lunar eclipse. Be willing to go to your emotional depths under this intense energy. There are lots of planets and fixed signs now, so practice endurance and avoid stubborn conversations suggesting that you find your happy groove and ride with it. However, the Sun aligns with eclectic and eccentric Uranus over the next several days. This brings an energy of meeting up with friends and organizations, or at least trying something new. Saturday, May 6th is quiet under a vortex Scorpio moon. This introspective time gives way when the moon moves into party animal Sagittarius in the early afternoon. It's an excellent time for sports, catching up on chores, and enjoying that Kentucky Derby. Spending time with people you love will recharge your battery and dispel some of the confusing energy from earlier in the week. Venus enters Cancer on Sunday, May 7th until June 5th. This is both a sensual and nurturing energy. Pay attention to your diet, as this combination always enjoys comfort food. It's also good for home beautification, particularly on a cosmetic level. Time to plant the garden and beautify your yard.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
This is Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hello, I'm back. And we're talking about this very intense, powerful eclipse that's coming on Friday. And what's happening with Pluto turning retrograde, and how that's affecting everybody. Lunar eclipses are big full moons, so they are at the peak of the moon cycle. They are normally a culmination, a completion, a closure of whatever 14 and 15 degrees falls in your chart. 14 or 15 degrees Scorpio or 14 or 15 degrees Taurus in your chart. That's the house area. That subject will be coming to completion. What are you finishing up or what are you finishing with? There's a very big eclipse about endings. Whenever we are having an eclipse, the moon has to be close to the north node or the south node. And this one is close to the south node, which represents our collective past. And there's a very clear message here that this is the end of an old cycle and the end of the collective of that old cycle. It will become super clear. So see where this falls in your life and really think of what you're moving away from. What are you shedding? a relationship, a job, a location, a bad habit, your books, your thinking patterns. I'm noticing myself what's going on. And this is happening so rapidly that things that I would listen to a week ago or a month ago, I just don't listen to anymore. It's kind of just what you want to be aware of. And all that is, and to meditate and meld into the energies. I want to walk in nature, to do breath and energy work, and blend with that incredible, invisible, divine intelligence. I'm noticing that within myself and with other people close to me. So what can you shed? This is a terrific time to let go, a time to shed the old you. You may have changes within the last few weeks, let alone the past 3 years. How about since the beginning of 2023? The cycle began in 2020, in January of 2020. Notice who you were then and who you are now becoming. This is truly beautiful. A blossoming ending and new beginning of your own personal development. For example, in 2020, I had just walked out of a 20-year marriage. And I did not ever think that I would get through it, but I did. I had the most wonderful surprise about 3 months after I left. I went on tour with some friends across the country at the gathering of the Holy Mother. And when I was done, I wound up in New Hampshire, and I wound up getting the house that my grandfather built and my mother was born in. And it just came to me. There was no stress with it. That's what happened when I decided in the beginning to go through the fear of letting go what I was hanging on to with negativity, with toxicity, and everything that goes with it. That's how the energies work. So this will help you with your personal development when you let go. This is a prenumbral eclipse, meaning that part of it is in the Earth's shadow. It's a long eclipse. It's longer than 4 hours. And it reaches out over a very wide geography. Asia, South Africa, Indonesia, Antarctica, Australia, Russia, New Zealand, Eastern Europe, and the Atlantic, Pacific, and Indian Oceans. It's repeating some of the same geography as the solar eclipse we had 2 weeks ago. There is a repetition here of where the eclipse path is falling. And it's likely that some of that geography will come into prominence and in the news in the upcoming months. Scorpio. Let's think about what Scorpio represents. It's the sign of secrets. It's long repressed secrets, long hidden secrets, deeply buried secrets, being underhanded, the underground, and sometimes criminals. That's what Scorpio represents, the snake or the eagle. This can happen in your own life. You can discover secrets that you weren't aware of before. Somebody around whom you're connected with. But this is very much going to be happening within the collective. More than likely within the political area or the rulership area. Something with our leaders. It's very much linked to issues about trust and betrayal. also around issues of toxicity. And that also could be in the earth, pollution that mankind has created, or it could be toxicity within our own bodies. It will be a big time for revelation. For example, did you know that we have a cure for Parkinson's disease, but that the drug companies won't make it because they will lose too much money? And it's the same for certain kinds of cancers. And you can check it out on the internet and you can find out that that is the truth. The nodal axis in Taurus and Scorpio. As you know, the Taurus end has to do with money in general, currencies, banking, wealth. Scorpio is big money, big investments like loans, mortgages, joint finances, the stock market, and other people's money. And all of this is connected with the relationship with Pluto, the underworld, gambling, gangsters, the drug cartels, as well as debts, default, deficits, taxes. But the most intense time will be especially because Pluto is square, the nodal axis, until mid-November. So all of this uncovering is going to come up through mid-November. Lots of things are happening. Pluto is square, the north node axis, until mid-November. But the most intense time, now listen carefully, the most intense time is going to be from now until mid-July. I sense that there will be some financial turbulence, financial volatility during this time. Now, it's not the final end. The lunar eclipse we have in October 2023 is not going to be as strong as this one on Friday, but it will have its power. Just give me 1 second. Jupiter is the planet of justice. It conjuncts other powerful planets and it's fighting for your freedom. And Uranus is about themes. The focus is always about decentralization, not centralization, but leading away from it, from Capricorn energies into Aquarius energies. It's leading away from government control, from the grassroots up, and it's fighting for a new world that they want to see. Now, I have a lot more to tell you, but we are going to take our half-hour break. And I chose a song tonight that's dear to my heart and very, very special. It's about the Kentucky Derby. So please enjoy it. We'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Raised in the trees of western Kentucky, on wobbly knees, with mama beside you to help you along, you'll soon be a growing up strong. All along mornings in pastures of green, the sun on your withers, the wind in your mane, will never prepare you for what lies ahead. The run for the roses so red. It's born in the blood, the fire of a mare and the strength of a stud. It's good and it's training and it's something unknown that drives you and carries you home. And it's a run for the roses, as fast as you can. Your fate is delivered, your moment's at hand. It's the chance of a lifetime, in a lifetime of chance. And it's high time you joined in the dance. It's high time.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Run for the Roses, a song written especially for the Kentucky Derby. I love horses. That's my sport. And let me tell you, ever since I can remember, I have always watched the Kentucky Derby the first Saturday in May. Try it out. You really enjoy it. I had a little dream about who might be the winner, too. So I'm going to say Cyclone Mischief, even though I know Forte is the favorite. Let's see what happens, everybody. And now back to Uranus. Uranus' theme always focuses about decentralization, leading away from centralization. We're coming out of the Capricorn energies, even though we have to go back in them for a while, into Aquarius. And the energies are leading us away from government control to grassroots up. And we are truly fighting for a new world that I know we all want to see. Jupiter squares Pluto and can also bring up issues around resources, especially around May 16th. Write this down. When Jupiter enters Taurus, May 16th, it will particularly bring up issues about food, food production, food networks, where you purchase your food, agriculture, and there will be lots of big issues coming out around that at the moment. I know some people that are in this subculture trying to change everything for the worse want to stop everybody from having a garden. I was furious when I read that. I don't think they can do it, but even to have a thought was pretty bad. Mercury is still retrograde. Whenever Mercury is retrograde, it's rethinking. It's going back over issues and rethinking. What is rethinking? What are the issues about? Well, there are issues about finance because it's in Taurus. Where are you going to put your money? What's a good place? Taurus has to do with safety, security, and trying to keep things the way they are on a status quo. I'm not a financial advisor. I know nothing about crypto. All I can say is to have some cash at home in case of volatility. Plan on it between now and the 1st of June. And have any diversification you can, like land, gold, silver. That's a sensible idea. Have things of value that you can get your hands on if you need to. Mercury may have you rethink about how you buy your food. There's a lot of news about this. Where do you buy your food? What is your diet? It's very linked to Taurus. Agriculture, how we grow our food, or how we distribute it, will be very much in the focus now. Uranus is in Taurus. One big thing about Uranus is innovation, traditional methods of farming, going with the rhythm of the earth, bringing in innovation, like different colored lights are being used in farming for optimum plant growth. That's neat to find out that the different colors affect the plants in a positive way. Also, Uranus wants to use industrialization, engineering to make food more efficient, faster, and more productive. I hope you all know about Monsanto. Monsanto doesn't manufacture food. Monsanto manufactures chemicals and calls it food. That you need to be aware of and to stay away from. Another aspect to note is that we have Neptune in trine with Mars. This energy helps us move from the material world to the spiritual. The water signs encourage spiritual action. This is a water year. Like breathwork, meditation, yoga, tai chi, qigong, and all forms of spiritual action. as well as walking in nature, swimming in a lake, and music. Neptune is also square Venus, which is great for any kind of creativity, imagination, beauty, aesthetics, and also words, writing. Venus is in Gemini, beautiful words. We can be so creative at this time. And this energy is going to give you a marvelous creative boost. With Mars in Cancer, there may be some issues connected with your children. Mars is a link to motherhood, because it's in Cancer, the sign of the mother. We could get angry about some news that's coming out right now. Be aware of that, and again, take a deep breath and step back. There are some positive things involving this T-square, involving Pluto, Jupiter, and the North Axis. Uranus and Taurus can represent new land, flowing with the natural patterns, not taking more than you need, having a correct moral compass. This energy can be beautiful and quite magical. It's an expression of divine intelligence coming out of the center of the cosmos. And as for the new land, I believe that we're going to have underground earthquakes and volcanoes, and new land will rise up. And that's going to be very interesting. I do want to share something with you. When I think of the coming and possible financial vitality, the chart of the Wall Street crash in 1929 on the 29th of October in New York City at 5:32 p.m. I did the chart. The midheaven, the part of the chart showing reputation, was at 29 degrees of Capricorn. This is the exact degree where Pluto is hovering all through 2023 and 2024. For the very first time since 1929, Pluto has arrived at that point. Pluto represents death and rebirth, karma. Repent from past mistakes, because Pluto hasn't been at that degree since 1798. 1798 was when George Washington was president. So this point, this PowerPoint, is a very big deal. Has anybody connected it? We're all connected. Everything is connected. Pluto is transformation. It takes whatever it touches down to the bare bones and then rebuilds it in a different form, like a dead tree falling down on the earth and decomposing, and then a new one grows. It brings new life. It shows the death and rebirth cycle. Capricorn is a sign that is linked to capitalism. Now, that isn't expressing any of my personal opinions, believe me. That's just the way it is. That's the astrology. Big business. Big banks. It is so interesting. I just preparing this for you made me absolutely have fabulous up high energy. The ascendant of the Wall Street crash in 1929 was at 20 degrees of Taurus. To top it off, Uranus, which has an 84-year orbit, is going to conjunct that ascendant at 20 degrees Taurus late May of 2023 all the way through April of 2024. Uranus brings sudden, shocking, fast-moving change. Out of the blue changes. Unexpected. Unheard of. While Taurus is linked again to banks, money, and big business. banks, and Taurus is always financial. Absolutely unbelievable, isn't it? Let me just say this. It's remarkable. I don't have words that these outer planets are conjunct on these axes in those signs at the same time right now. The markets were certainly volatile at that time. And here is another astrologer's sign for volatility during this next year. I think you're going to feel like you're on a riding bronco horse in Texas. I'm not saying there's definitely going to be a global crash. We are in the collective consciousness. We are writing the script. We play the tune. We are weaving this powerful energy to produce a result. The astrology gives us evidence that there will be a lot of financial turbulence these next few years. Financial vitality, but not necessarily a crash. There is a sub-civilization currently trying to gain total power throughout the world. Those who are pulling the strings, essentially, they are all cowards. They are very clever, and they want to take over the world. And they are strong, especially in Europe. They hate government controls, and they want to take over leadership. They want to do this without God. They want to set up a new regime. They don't want a market crash because that's their bread and butter. They are the enemy against free thinking and freedom. They may succeed briefly because of what's going on in our universe. I know that May will be a historic and massive month, not March or April, as most people have predicted. It starts in May. As I have often said before, we're in a theater watching a play. I use this technique when I work with hypnosis. It's really great. So we're in a theater, and it's a very dark play, and there's no laughs, only fear. And the scenery is old, and it's shabby, and it's coming apart at the corners. And the actors are shouting loud, louder, and louder, and louder, thinking that the audience won't notice that the scenery is crumbling, it's raveling, it's coming apart at the seams. Well, it's not working because the audience is noticing. So the actors begin to improvise, creating more distracting parts of the storyline. They are going all out and becoming wild. And the audience is saying that it's not making any sense anymore. It's way out there. It's too ridiculous and extreme. The plot is not hanging together. I can't buy into this anymore, they're saying. It's too woke for me. And they begin to leave the theater. This is exactly what's happening in our world right now. I have a question for you. Okay, so what do you do after you leave the theater? Well, the very first place to go is within. Put on Ardas, that music I send to everybody that asks for it. That oldest mantra known way back before Abraham. Put on Ardas to help you get quiet, get calm, and go within. Close your eyes. Drop into your breath. And give that your 100% focus. Imagine that you are butter melting in the sun. Letting go of all structure. And just watching your breath. As you do this, you will find your breath gradually slows and deepens. When I was younger, I used to be afraid of the dentist, and I'm still not comfortable with it. But he used to really kid about my coming because I would go into a total meditation when he was working on me. I would take myself and sit up on his windowsill and watch him do the work. And then when he was done, he would have to shake me and my hands would fall asleep and he'd have to let me wake up. That's what I would do when I was younger. It was instinct. You can do that now. It will help. It doesn't take long to go into level. I call it going into level because you're going into a different level than the third dimension. And as that happens to you, you're actually reducing the cortisol in your blood. You're enhancing and strengthening your immune system. And you're helping with your blood pressure. Let this all happen for about 10 to 15 minutes. Once you're comfortable, perhaps you can pause for a few seconds and drop into that point of stillness after you exhale, before you take another breath. You have found your point of power. That is where your power lies. And it's this state of being that is always there for you. This is a point where you can heal, send out healing energy, visualize an outcome you desire. This is a beautiful place, and it is always there for you. Always. No matter how crazy the outer world gets, you can always access the state of being. And it doesn't cost you anything. It's all free. You just have to take the time to go there. The more you do this, the more you're building and strengthening your center, your sense of balance. You're taking your power, so you no longer need an external sense of power. You develop an inner sense of authority, which is so valuable and precious at this time. I'm aware that I'm asking you to trust the invisible. I'm asking you to trust your breath, to trust the energy. But everything comes from consciousness. Our universe is filled with consciousness. Our galaxy up to the center of the Milky Way is filled with consciousness. I call it divine intelligence. Everything we manifest comes from the unmanifest, from the invisible. Light workers, that is your work now. If you're still watching the nightly news, then you haven't left the theater yet. It's very familiar to you, so you might take your time. It's dramatic, colorful, and easily catches your attention. But the light worker's work is now with the invisible. Our work is with the stillness and the silence. This is elementary. It's beginner's work, breath work. And it couldn't be simpler. And again, it's all free. The next step after you've left the theater is to get together with like-minded people, either in your community or online, and do monthly potluck dinners. Meet in a town hall or a church and begin your grassroots up community, which will be stronger next year. But it can be beautiful, and it is so solid. The grid of light that I've talked about before, that part of the arc and the new spiritual chakras are bringing you, is already established. Come be a part of it. We're all jumping into the second phase of evolution. We're leaving the third dimension and we're going to higher dimensions. And we are entering the second phase on Friday, May 5th. And the jump will be even more pronounced after these eclipses. Oh, it's going to be turbulent. Expect that. It's all a part of the collapse of that old scenery, the old order. It's not going to go as desired or planned for this subculture, who are really cowards. They are hate-centered. They want control, and their control and hate without spirit can never, ever work. Here are some small points for you. I hope this helps you. China will begin to lose power. King Charles will see the monarchy disappear. Three leaders will be murdered along with many of their assistants. By the end of the year, probably. I said murdered. And they'll all be murdered in the same way. Weather changes will take many lives. A new pandemic arrives, especially throughout Europe. There will be emotional upsets for almost everyone. We are going into what I call a phase of insanity for a while. What happens when the world changes? People with a lower ego, shifting out of their materialistic lifestyle into luminous power and pure love and light, into dimensions that we can't even comprehend. They don't want to leave their lower world. They don't want to leave their ego. They don't want that shift out of the materialistic lifestyle. So we have to go through the changes of creating that. Remember, in my research and everything that I have found, this whole thing is by design. We have been so dense as a world and as a dimension. We're going to have new experiences to help us see our inner power. In order to evolve, you must see and rise above the darkness. The insane part of this is the ego easing God out. Ego easing God out. To be right. To be blaming everybody but you. To create separation. To demand accolades and that people bow down to you. And to demand power in all of its illusion. Well, guess what? The spiritual battle has begun. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We've come to the end of our show. And next week, I'm going to take a little time off and have a guest. Tom Malagrino is going to talk about scalar waves, which are very powerful healing tool of energy. Scalar waves are chain lightning and sun emissions, and you'll find out all about it next week. So please listen, because you can learn more about tools of healing that are present at this time. Now we're going to hear Barbara tell us about One God. William is going to sing about our moonlight. We'll have the meditation, and of course, we'll finish with Dear Richard, We Can Live Together in Peace. Thank you so much for listening, and good night. To help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart. As if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in,
and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up, come back down to the heart, and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath, send out the light. You're being lifted up again, breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend. When you drop down, breathe in, feel yourself lifted up, feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.
My window, ooh. take me high and far tonight, sweet. Carry me on your beams tonight.